Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for September 6th from the Song of Solomon. I've long been amazed at the many Christian commentators on the Song of Solomon. Scholars committed to understanding the Bible according to its plain meaning seem to abandon their own interpretive process when it comes to the song. They resort to allegorizations and mystical interpretations, such as likening the lovers in the song to Christ and the church, or God and Israel. Well, here's a good response to that. Why are people so afraid of true, heady, giddy, passionate love between a man and a woman? By the way, there was a devotional commentary on the song published in the 1970s titled A Song for Lovers by InterVarsity Press. I've yet to find a better perspective by which husbands and wives would profit in their love life through reading it together. If you can find a copy, it's well worth having. God heartily approves of human love. God brought the first man and woman together, naked, innocent, captivating in beauty and glory, bound in life to bring forth mastery of the earth through their creative energies and offspring. It is no wonder at all that God would include in Holy Writ a beautiful poem about the power of human passion and sensual attraction and fulfillment, played out in the love story between Solomon and his bride, the Shunammite beauty. And in keeping with God's intentions for human love and life, there are pointers sprinkled throughout the poem that tell its readers how to best to enjoy this gift of God. First, be careful. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you by the gazelles and by the does of the field. Do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires. There's nothing more powerful than the passions of the heart. As Solomon said in the Proverbs, guard your heart above all else, for it is the wellspring of life. Think long and hard about giving your heart and life to someone's care before you do so. Whoever it is will in large part determine the level of joy in your present and future life. Once given, the heart is nearly impossible to retrieve. Second, marriage is the sacred ground of human passion. Only within its pleasant boundaries will those for whom marriage was created be fulfilled, without guilt or shame, questions of conscience or social stigma. That's why marriage is called holy matrimony. It's the best place for passionate people to live. Finally, love must be durable. Obviously, Solomon and his bride had their tiffs. That's why he disappeared when she didn't respond to his overtures to enjoy time together. Chapter 3, verse 1. In such times, sensual passions take a blow, but they can be restored through forgiveness and commitment, through talking things through understanding that you serve a greater purpose in life than just your own pleasures or passions. See chapter 3, verse 9. Read the Song of Solomon with a heart open to the delights of human love. God gave us this book to remind us just how much He is pro-love between a man and a woman. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.